I had this realization that that everything I do is on paper. Kind of fundamental realization. I was walking around my studio at night once, and I thought, everything you do is to do with paper. I did a couple of pictures of packages with paper, but then didn't follow through the idea. And then in 2001, I, for the first time, photographed a sheet of photographic paper hanging on the wall, which I had sort of draped on the wall, and I called it paper drop because it was sort of like falling. 5 years later, I revisited the paper as a sculptural form, and I flipped over a sheet of paper, photographed it onto itself, and photographed it from the side. And it formed this drop-like shape. So as if the name paper drop was a self-fulfilling prophecy from a time when there was no drop shape at all. And these works are interesting for me because they are made with very simple means. I mean, they are highly complex, and at the same time using really just the camera and understanding the camera. It's of course very much based on an understanding of the concept of depth of field. That the more open the lens is, the more shallow the depth of field is that is sharp. And here I laid the sharpness only exactly on the rim of the paper, and everything before and behind is out of focus, and the light falling through the tunnel of paper from behind reflects and ricochets and creates this almost bulb-like three-dimensional effect in some. It's a loose, ongoing, I guess it is a series, but I sometimes 2 years pass and I have not done another one. I was asked today about the decisive moment, if that speaks to me, but I always felt that that is too romantic a notion to, you know, as if it only happens on a street corner, the decisive moment. I think this paper has been lying there maybe for 2 days, and it's a still observation, but still this has only happened in that moment when my mind and the subject and the light connected in the way that made it possible. Yeah, like any ideas of spontaneity that come to mind, or photographing the everyday, you always have to remember that this work is at the heart of my work, and it's very still, it's totally studio-based, even though it looks more conceptual, it's actually not more conceptual than the picture of the leaves next door. Because each picture for me is an experiment. That people talk about this like an experiment, but for me a portrait is always an experiment.